With the focus in Canberra on the treatment of women, spare a thought for Christine Holgate. The former boss of Australia Post was treated like rubbish as she was shoved out the door late last year. All last week, the Prime Minister spoke about the importance of looking after women in the Canberra bubble. Well, maybe he should revisit his own actions regarding Christine Holgate. Christine Holgate was sacrificed for buying four Cartier watches for senior staff. The watches cost $4,500 each, and they were a bonus for executives who had secured an investment of $66 million. The PM got up in Parliament and said he was appalled by the gifts. He said, "She can stand aside, and if she doesn't do that, she can go." But here's the reality. Christine Holgate had received board approval to give staff the gifts. In fact, the watches were accompanied by a handwritten card from John Stanhope, who was chairman of Australia Post at the time. He wrote, "Thanks for being part of this in convincing the three major banks on the value we bring. Great work, well done." So that was the handwritten note from the chairman of Australia Post at the time, John Stanhope, alongside the Cartier watches. So the male chairman knew about the watches, but it was the female CEO tossed to the wolves. And before she was thrown under a bus in Parliament by the Prime Minister, she tried to stop it from happening. You see, Christine Holgate sent messages to the staff of the Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher, showing a screenshot of those handwritten notes from the chairman. So she was letting the government know in advance, this was not me acting alone. Even the chairman knew about the watches. It didn't matter. They sacrificed her anyway. Scott Morrison said to Parliament, "She can stand aside, and if she doesn't do that, she can go." By the way, a government report into the Cartier gifts has since cleared Ms. Holgate of any wrongdoing. Her board approval before her departure was 95%. Scott Morrison has never apologised for jumping the gun and rolling one of the most qualified female executives in this country. So if you want to talk about the treatment of women in Canberra, let's talk about Christine Holgate. And just on the $19,000 for the four watches, last year, the NBN paid $78 million worth of bonuses to staff. That works out to be 16,500 Cartier watches.